Typically, legislation that has support in one chamber but not the other will simply never come up for a vote. But a bill to ban genetically modified grass seed managed to slip through the cracks. The bill was introduced last month by Senate President Don Williams in response to the news that the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company will soon release a genetically modified grass seed resistant to the popular weed killer Roundup. Supporters of the bill worry use of the seed would spark a dramatic increase in the use of Roundup, causing potential damage to the environment. The bill passed the Senate on a 25-11 vote, but many in the House had problems with the bill, including House Minority Leader Larry Cafaro, who questioned the logic of banning a product that isn't even available to consumers yet.
We have a bill before us that says if some business out there is even thinking about making such a thing, don't bother, because you ain't going to sell it in Connecticut. What have we come to? What have we come to?
In the end, 51 Democrats, including House Speaker Brendan Sharkey, joined Republicans in voting down the bill on a 103-37 vote. Scotts Miracle-Gro employs 226 people in Connecticut. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.